Kent Online News.
News you can trust.
This is the Kent Online Podcast. Kate Faulkner.
Hello, hope you're okay. Thank you for downloading today's podcast on Wednesday, February 4th. Coming up today, a revolutionary new electronic record helping to improve patient care in Kent and Medway. An update on the refurbishment of one of the county's most treasured theatres. And we'll have a wrap-up of last night's League 2 action. Stay listening for all of that. But first, let's take a look at our top story for today. An Ashford man who assaulted his partner while she was pregnant with his child has been sent to prison. Lewis Taylor repeatedly attacked his victim in her Sheppey home, with the court hearing the victim was left bloodied and bruised. Nicola has more details on this story. Nick, can you give us a little bit of background on this case? What do we know about the attacks?
Well, we know Taylor had been in a relationship with the victim for about 4 months when the first attack happened. They'd been out celebrating her birthday last June when he'd accused her of cheating. A row broke out, which escalated, and he pushed her onto the stairs, grabbed her neck with both hands and tightened his grip. There was a second assault a few days later when Taylor spat in her face, and a third attack happened in her home in Laysdown-on-Sea. Now, on this occasion, he grabbed her face and squeezed so hard she was left with two black eyes.
But the most serious assault of all happened when the victim was pregnant with his child. Is that right?
Yes, that's right. On July the 27th, the victim returned home from working a night shift when Taylor phoned her and screamed at her to get rid of the baby. A court heard he'd accused her of carrying another man's child. He drove to her home and smashed her head multiple times against the toilet, dragged her from room to room by her hair, and repeatedly struck her against walls and the floor. When she did manage to bite him in self-defense, he called her disgusting before spitting and urinating on her.
And he's been sent to prison. What do we know about the sentencing?
Well, the 36-year-old from Little Chequers in Wye denied three offences of assault occasioning actual bodily harm, two of assault by beating, and one of intentional strangulation and one of criminal damage. Following his arrest, he was recalled to prison for breaching the licence conditions of his release from a 58-month jail term imposed in May 2022 for his involvement in a national cocaine syndicate. His six previous convictions for 11 offences also include one of threatening violence. Taking all of this into account, he was jailed for a total of 6 years and has been made the subject of a 15-year restraining order.
Thanks, Nick. You can read full details of this story by heading to the homepage of Kent Online.
Kent Online News.
Police investigating an attack at a pub in Folkestone have released an image of a man they want to question. Officers were called to the Samuel Peto on Rendezvous Street last Friday night after another man suffered facial injuries. We've shared the CCTV via Kent Online on socials. A woman's thanked a motorcyclist who signalled for her to pull over after spotting flames under her car near Maidstone. Lacey was driving home from work along Lower Road in East Farley last Wednesday night when the biker started frantically waving. She managed to stop and get out just moments before the vehicle completely caught fire. You can see pictures at Kent Online. Tributes have been paid to a Southeastern employee who worked at Dover Priory Railway Station for 33 years, who's died suddenly. 50-year-old Jamie Curtis was known for his kindness, cheeky sense of humour and wonderful smile. He passed away in December. More than 100 of his colleagues lined the station forecourt last week to pay their respects. Now, it's been confirmed this morning, Kent is getting the UK's first super university. Greenwich and Kent are joining forces and will officially launch in August. Our Features reporter Chris Britcher has more for the podcast.
It was first announced last September that the universities of Kent and Greenwich were in merger talks, taking pretty much everyone by surprise. It was, after all, the first time two universities in this country have proposed such a move. Why were they doing it? Well, in a nutshell, it's down to cash. The University of Kent has, like very many universities, it should be said, struggled financially over recent years. The freezing of tuition fees, a dramatic drop in the number of foreign students who pay a lot more for their tuition, coupled with at times soaring inflation, has put them under enormous cost pressures. Kent, which has its main campus in Canterbury and another in Medway, has been forced to cut staff numbers, discontinue a host of courses, and faced a deficit running into the millions. The University of Kent, on the other hand, is a large institution. It too has a presence in Medway, as well as its primary site in South London. It has performed financially far better and, in fact, creates a cash surplus, proving it can be done. So, after months of discussions about pooling their resources, they have now confirmed they are legally committed to a merger, which they say will create what they are calling a super university. Terms of the agreement have been signed, contracts exchanged, and it will all become official on August the 1st. which begs the question, just what exactly does it mean? Well, firstly, the two universities will keep their names, brands and identities, and it will be very much business as usual for students. They'll still apply for a place in the same way as before, and they'll study and graduate from whichever one they choose. But the institutions will operate under one umbrella organisation. It's currently expected to be called the London and South East University Group. However, that name is being consulted on, so don't be surprised if it changes between now and August. An executive board for the new organisation and a board of governors will be recruited, and it's been confirmed the current Greenwich Vice Chancellor, Professor Jane Harrington, will assume the Vice Chancellor role of the new group. Kent, it should be said, has been without a permanent Vice Chancellor since Professor Karen Cox left in 2024. But crucially, it means economies of scale kick in, which should allow both to make efficiencies in their management teams, combine expertise, and put the new organisation in a far stronger financial position. Universities continue to face cost pressures, but this new structure should put these two major institutions in the best possible place to ride the inevitable economic waves to come and be in a strong position for growth.
Kent Online News.
A critical incident's been declared at Ashford's William Harvey Hospital. Bosses say it's due to ongoing and exceptional demand and have warned patients going to A&E there for non-life-threatening conditions could lead to a long wait. You're being urged to use alternative services like NHS 111 or a local pharmacy. Elsewhere, the Kent Online podcast has been told how new electronic patient records are improving care for autistic people and those with learning disabilities in Kent. Information recorded at an initial consultation can now be accessed at later appointments and by other care providers. The aim is to stop patients having to repeat themselves, which can be distressing. George Matushka is from Kent and Medway Mental Health Trust. He's been chatting to Lucy.
So I've had the opportunity of working with autistic people and people with learning disability for the last 5 years. One of the overarching themes people kept telling us was, I have to tell my story every time I go to an appointment. And that's frustrating. It's distressing for others. And it gets in the way of us getting the support that we need. So we went on a bit of a journey to understand all the different parts that we needed to change in our digital systems and our approach to be able to hear people's message once and then be able to offer people the most proactive and effective care.
And what kind of impact does it have on people when they are having to go into several appointments and they're having to repeat things because they aren't noted down, they're not on the system, and they might be important, you know, in terms of their care?
So what fellow peers have told me in Kent and Medway, and actually we hear this nationally, is that because they're having to spend so much time explaining how the world appears to them to clinicians that may not think the same or experience the world in the same way, that can take up a whole appointment, meaning that person doesn't get the support that they need. Equally, it can for others mean that we've not made those reasonable adjustments on people's arrival. So it might be that they prefer lights off or lights on or different sized environments or different temperatures. And if we haven't got that information in advance, we can't adjust how people experience things. And that can equally cause distress to people.
And I suppose there's a risk it could put people off making an appointment in the first place. If they know they're going to have to go in and explain all of this yet again, they might think, well, I won't bother.
Absolutely. And people say that, you know, we've had experiences as children, we've had experiences as young people, now as adults, and we're fed up. We just don't want to go anymore, and we will suffer alone. And that's not what we want for anybody.
So could you give me an example of what these notes might look like if a GP, for example, has an appointment with someone and they're they have these notes sort of come up on their screen? Is that how it works?
So this is specifically for the Mental Health Trust at the moment. The government is doing a piece of work that hopefully will link all healthcare systems together in England, and that's called the NHS Digital Flag. So what will happen for our organisation, the Mental Health Trust, is when a patient presents for an appointment, that first appointment, the first question that people will be asked is what's important to them, not why are you here? What's your diagnosis? But what's important? What do you need to have this be the most effective experience for you? After that, it also then flags the opportunity, because this is for all citizens, but it clearly benefits autistic people and people with learning disability. It asks them, are they autistic people? And one of the big changes there is that in England, lots of people are, we think, autistic, but don't have a formal diagnosis. And we didn't have a way of being able to capture that and make those reasonable adjustments. So now we can ask, do you identify as being an autistic person? What adjustments might you need? We've got in England and in Kent and Medway, lots of people waiting for a diagnostic assessment. So again, are you on a waiting list for an assessment? Could we consider making some reasonable adjustments for you? And of course, there are some people that do have a confirmed diagnosis, and we can also log that as well. So within those first couple of minutes, we're able to identify how we might adjust that meeting. And importantly, specifically, are you an autistic person or a person with a learning disability?
It's hoped the digital infrastructure will help address inequalities in mental health care. Head to Kent Online to see pictures of waste found dumped on a country lane in Kent. Bosses say checks are being carried out to see if it's hazardous. Following the discovery on Old Church Road in Burham, it'll be cleared out, but talks are underway on how to prevent future cases.
Kent Online News.
A councillor appointed to head up the team looking at making efficiency savings at Kent County Council is stepping down from the role. Reform's Matthew Fraser-Moat says continuing as head of Doge is not sustainable, and he also runs a family business. The party say KCC is on course to deliver £100 million of savings this year while keeping council tax increases to a minimum in their first budget. A couple from Rochester who own nine monkeys have raised concerns about new laws coming into force in April. Anyone wanting to keep primates as pets will need to apply for a licence and prove they're being looked after to zoo-level standards. Lisa Marie Behrman and her partner Matt French are worried some animals could end up being removed from homes deemed unsuitable and euthanised. Ministers say they're aiming to tackle the inadequate conditions some creatures are kept in. The head teacher of a Kent grammar school says they're more than just an exams factory as he announces plans to stand down. Ben Green took over at the Northden Natchbull School in Ashford in September 2019 and has spent 33 years in teaching. He's going to be retiring at the end of the year and told us he's proud to be leaving the school in a better place than when he started.
Kent Online News.
The Kent Online podcast has been told a major project to renovate an historic theatre building in Medway is on time and on budget. The Brook in Chatham closed in April 2023 and isn't expected to welcome audiences again until next year. The team working on the 125-year-old former town hall are hoping to provide new staging, lighting, sound systems, meeting rooms and studio space. Councillor Nina Gurung is in charge of heritage and culture at the council. She's been chatting to Nicola.
What we did discover during this renovation project is underneath some of the carpeted areas, there were intact, like, Victorian-style tiling, like, which are beautiful. I mean, you know, the fact that we have managed to discover this brings so much joy as well, because part of our plan is making sure that everybody will get to see it and celebrate and take joy out of it. Similarly, we've discovered, like, Victorian cornices in parts of the upper foyer where it was previously, like, you know, blocked it or boxed in. But now we're going to bring it out, and so that everyone can admire that this was inside. And there are also, like, inside some of the rooms that is going to be used by our dance studios, as well as, you know, arts and performing arts, theater groups, etc. Some of these rooms have such beautiful, like, structures. And I mean, it's fascinating to see. And you mentioned the stained glass windows and the carvings. It's just, like, phenomenal. I think it's so beautiful. And we're so proud that Medway has this. And we want to make sure everyone will get to enjoy it. The other thing that I also wanted to share that we found is underneath the iconic grand staircase carpet, we found white marble. So what we're going to do is making sure that the carpeted area is a little bit narrower so that people can see the marble as well. And also upstairs in the at the very top in the building's imposing tower, there is a watchman's hut where we discovered markings from 1920s and 1930s, some of which are referenced to World War II. So, and there was also an old Morse key, like, tapper that we found inside the hut. And yeah, so many, like, wonderful stuff. And you might have heard about the safe as well we found. We don't know what's in it, but... So, yeah, really, really fascinating finds.
Plans to build more flats on a site in Ashford that was earmarked for film studios are expected to be submitted in the coming weeks. The Netflix-linked project was set for the disused Newtown Railway Works but have now been dropped. Former planning permission already included more than 300 flats and it's been suggested that number will now increase. An Ashford mum says she's scared for the health of her children after battling black mould in her house for 8 years. Jade Birchall says it's in her front room and has spread to a bedroom where her sons sleep. She and her eldest both suffer with asthma. The 33-year-old says it was first reported to Housing Association Town and Country Housing in 2018. They've apologised and say they'll review how the case has been handled.
Kent Online News.
A reimagining of a Shakespeare classic that was partly filmed in Kent is due to be released this week. Oscar winner Riz Ahmed shot the iconic To Be or Not To Be scene from Hamlet in Queenborough on Sheppey. It's in cinemas from Friday. Elsewhere, a table tennis player who helped coach Timothy Chalamet on the set of his new movie is going to be in Kent later. Josh Bennett also appeared as an extra in Marty Supreme, which has been nominated for several awards. He'll be at Medway Park this evening as part of a one-off event with 22 tables available for public booking. And a musician has donated a one-of-a-kind gold disc to help save a local venue in Margate. Bob Nastanovich was given the award for selling over 500,000 copies of Harness Your Hopes with his band Pavement in the US. It's one of just seven ever produced and will be auctioned off to raise money for Where Else, which is at threat of closure.
Kent Online Sports.
Football now, and it was a defeat on the road for Gillingham last night. They were beaten 1-0 at promotion chasing Notts County. Gillingham manager Gareth Ainsworth spoke to us after the final whistle.
How we didn't score, you know, how we didn't get anything out of today's game is, you know, it's beyond me. But we made a mistake in the first half. No, a mess on a set piece, and we've got to be better at it. We've worked on them in training, and I've told the right people the right messages after that, because I wasn't happy with that. You know, there's a man 15 yards of space in our own box after a corner. We don't do that. We've got to be better at that. You know, they had a couple of chances first half, but then second half, I thought we were the dominant team without a doubt, you know, and the subs made a big impact, big positive impact, I thought. And how we haven't scored at the end there is incredible. You know, all the Notts County players, when that final whistle went, ran over to their keeper, hugging him like he's, you know, he's just won him the game, and he probably has, you know. So, tough place to come, real tough place to come. And I just said to the boys, be proud of that, but stop the little mistakes, because we go away with a 0-0, we go home with a point and should have won the game. Oh, that's killed us, that, as you know, that really knocks the stuffing out of us. But I'll get them up for Saturday again, and we'll go again, because, you know, that's all we can do. But some pleasing performances, you know. Omar Beckles coming in, I think people see he's, you know, he's going to definitely make us more solid. And like I say, the subs at the right times, I thought, came on and made impacts like I wanted them to. Just gutsy we didn't get anything out of the game. But I'm saying this is a big plan, this is a longer plan, and where we were probably last year, I think we're in a much better place. I think we can see that, and now it's just adding that next bit to it. And once we can do that, we'll be a good team, a real formidable team. Like I say, tough place to come. Notts County absolutely take teams to the cleaners at this place. They didn't do that tonight, and I think they know they were fortunate to get a win tonight.
Sometimes when you just want that little bit of luck in front of goal, running the hell, I think, twice, one saved with the training foot, one's hit the inside of the keeper's groin and got to safety. You must just think, what have we got to do?
Yeah, the thing is, you know, he's very sharp. He's getting in some really good goal scoring positions. It's only a matter of time before he starts, you know, shelling goals for us. It's he's a great lad, really lively. And yeah, I think Ronan's devastated he hasn't scored today, but that's fine. You know, we'll keep creating the chances, we'll get there. He's just one piece of the puzzle that we want to try and get this complete jigsaw to go right. Next level, here we go.
Defender Robbie McKenzie gave us this reaction following the match.
We've played well, we've conceded a sloppy goal on our part, which we know, and we've worked hard on that sort of thing. But yeah, we're making chances and we're putting teams under pressure, which is what we want to do, and it's only going to stand us in good stead going forward.
I guess, I know you'll be gutted, but at least you're making the chances, and I think on another night you might actually win the game with the amount of chances we created. But I guess at least you are creating those opportunities.
Yeah, it's a tough one to take really, because I feel like the performances are getting there, apart from obviously the first half and the other day. But the second half, the performance there was there. Today, the performance was there. We just need to get the result across the line.
Is that what the most frustrating thing is? The thing is, it's in a lot of games this season. We've had so many opportunities, it just hasn't fallen for us. And their keepers have made a couple of excellent stops.
Yeah, it's just getting over the line. That's the most important thing. And we seem to be falling short at the minute, but we're doing the right things, so hopefully that pays off.
I think you were pulled it off by over 400 fans. They could see the effort, particularly in that second half. On top in that second half, and you must feel for them as well.
Yeah, we appreciate them travelling up on a Tuesday night, as cold as it is tonight, and sitting there and watching us. But yeah, we appreciate it, and hopefully we can start putting in the performances and getting the results that they deserve.
Back at home Saturday, Tranmere Rovers, a big game that one there.
Yeah, always a big game in League Two, no matter what. At this time of the season, we're coming into the business end of the season, so we need to start picking up results.
Gillingham are 14th in League Two, 13 points off the top six. And young people in Dover are getting the chance to try out different sports for free after school. Sessions will be held at Pencester Gardens every Wednesday from now until March 25th. There'll be activities including football, badminton and swing ball. Children can also suggest sports they want to be included. That's all from us today. Thanks ever so much for listening. Don't forget, you can follow us on socials. You can also get the details on the top stories direct to your email each morning via the briefing. To sign up, just head to kentonline.co.uk. And while you're on the website, you can sign up to Kent Online Premium. It gives you access to content with fewer ads, no pop-ups and exclusive stories. You can choose a subscription plan that works best for you. For more details, head to kentonline.co.uk/subscribe.
News you can trust. This is the Kent Online Podcast.